Our subjects seem to be doing quite well. Three Bruce Lees. Welcome to my dojo. This is Kung Fu Pizza Party, and I'm your host, Brandon Knight. And today, I am here to re-review The Clones of Bruce Lee. Because, though this may not be a horror film, though the acting's atrocious, these guys are all pretending to be Bruce Lee, so they might as well go trick-or-treating after this film. Here on Kung Fu Pizza Party, I seek to deliver high-flying action in 30 minutes or less, and serve up some wisdom one slice at a time. So, a little bit of a recap. Earlier this year, I sat out to review every single Karate Kid film in the run-up to Karate Kid Legends. And when that was all said and done, I really needed a palate cleanser. I really needed just something else. As much as I enjoyed watching the Karate Kid films, I needed something completely different. And this seemed like the right movie to cleanse that palate, and it was. Fast forward to last month, back in September, I hosted the first ever Blessed Takayama Memorial Battle Royale. Justo Takayama was a Catholic samurai who has the potential to become a Catholic saint at some point. But when you hit that blessed status right before sainthood, you actually can start naming things after them. So with this battle royale, it was a 30-film battle royale, with the winner receiving the opportunity to get rewatched and re-reviewed. And wouldn't you know it, this movie, through random elimination, outlasted everyone else, which was a good thing, so I didn't have to rewatch Into the Sun, but also, you know, Drunken Master was a possibility. So here I am now to sit down and talk once again about this tacky film. But I do have some things, a few new things I do want to say this time. I cannot imagine going longer than 30 minutes. I can't imagine really talking too much longer about this film. So I'll recap just in case you haven't gone back and listened to that episode. This movie is essentially the Avengers of the Bruceploitation genre. After Bruce Lee passed away, film studios in Hong Kong, Taiwan, South Korea, America, really all over the world, film studios were trying to not create the next big martial arts star, but just capitalize off of Bruce Lee's death. They started casting people who kind of looked like him, had a similar build, could kind of fight like him. They gave them stage names that were references to Bruce Lee. They put him in movies with titles with his name in it, or were references to his other movies, or had very vague connections to some of his films. And yeah, this went on for like 10 years. This was a popular subgenre of the kung fu genre that lasted from Bruce Lee's death in the early 70s all the way through till the early 80s. By that point, Jackie Chan, who started out as one of these Lee-alikes, as they were called, finally broke out into more comedic roles with Snake in the Eagle's Shadow and Drunken Master, becoming the next big king of kung fu. While here in the United States, Chuck Norris, through Good Guys Wear Black, was starting to establish himself as the first mainstream big American martial art star. But for, like I said, about 10 years, these movies were everywhere. And The Clones of Bruce Lee serves a little bit as like the Avengers, as it brings together four of the biggest named stars outside of Jackie Chan who were in this genre. We have Bruce Lee, L-E, Bruce Lai, L-A-I-G-H, Bruce Tai, T-H-A-I, and the biggest named Lee-alike out there, Dragon Lee. This genre and the film are tacky. There's no other way to slice this. I talked about in the last review how, imagine a world where Hollywood tried to pull something off like this after the death of Heath Ledger or Paul Walker. There would be rioting in the streets if they had tried to do something like this. It's distasteful. But money. I don't really know how else to slice that other than money. Money talks. Money got the, you know, acting gigs pay. Like this, you got to get in somewhere is probably what a lot of, you know, that's kind of the thought of a lot of actors. And the film itself is tacky as well, as, you know, they clone Bruce Lee not once, but three times, and don't give a single one of them back to Linda, Shannon, and Brandon so that way they can have a father and husband back. No, they are now secret agents because the 70s. There's also really no wrestling with any morals of any of this. The morality of cloning. Do clones have souls? You know, any of that kind of... What are these people really human? Like, there is no ethical wrestling with this at all. And honestly, I think it's unfair of me to really poke fun or to really pick at that a little bit. Granted, when you bring cloning into something, it is, you know, a little bit, it's like a teensy little bit of sci-fi, right? Like, you get a tiny little bit of sci-fi now splashed into this otherwise kind of martial art kung fu spy film, really. And sci-fi does lend itself to a lot of those kinds of big ethical human kind of questions, and they don't waste any time with any of those. Does this movie have plenty of high-flying action? Absolutely. Like, 83% of this movie is fight sequences. Like, there's very little, whereas most movies kind of are like pro wrestling, where the combat is a means to continue the story. This movie is a hallmark of a lot of movies from this era of, hey, we're here just to watch cool fight scenes. Like, the plot is the plot. That's great. Just show me more fight scenes. So if you're here for high-flying action, put it on. If you're here for a bunch of naked chicks dancing on a beach, put it on. Although maybe don't watch the version I watched. I included a link for it in the description of this episode because it's a free one on YouTube and it was censored. So if you're really looking for the nudity, it is censored. But I'm sure if you want to find boobs, you can find boobs. It's really not that hard. But yeah, there's no morality wrestling with any of this. If anything, it almost seems like it's more of an obligation, like the righteous obligation to clone Bruce Lee. Like, that's a little bit more what if there's any kind of ethical, moral thing here, it's like, oh no, we need to salvage the lineage of Bruce Lee somehow. We're going to clone him now. Again, they don't give any of them to his family. Instead, they become secret agents, but there is that, at least. But even at that, I was thinking about this on the second watch of this movie now, a movie that I honestly never really intended of watching again this quickly. But upon this rewatch, the thought occurred to me of, like, I'm just going to double down on the tackiness for a moment. So bear with me. This is going to get a little uncomfy, but just bear with me a moment. So if you found out you were a clone, random person listening to this episode, like, that would be, like, earth-shattering, right? That would cause some existential dread and some, like, what is my life? My life is, you know, whatever. It's, you know, I'm just living vicariously out someone else's life. Imagine you found out you were the clone of a celebrity. Like, just think about that for a second. You are the clone of a world-renowned celebrity. Like, that would mess with your head. Imagine we cloned Kobe Bryant. Imagine that we did that. Imagine that happened. And imagine that we then made him a super spy three times over. But, like, if we found out that we had cloned Kobe and that clone found out that he was like, hey, you're the clone of one of the greatest basketball players of all time, like, wouldn't that do something to you as a individual if if you found out that not only are you a clone, but like you have like this weird amount of like value associated with you because of who you are cloned after. Or also imagine, here we go. Imagine if we found out next week that the government successfully cloned Charlie Kirk. Because now not only do you have like another Charlie, here's another Charlie Kirk, and what that would be like for this clone of like, hey, you are now stepping into the shoes of a very significant and also rather controversial figure, but also like imagine all of the people who witnessed that. Now you know there's another Charlie Kirk walking around, not another person like him, but a literal clone of him is now walking around. Like, imagine what that would be like for someone like dealing with the trauma of having seen him getting killed. Like, it's just, and this movie does nothing with that. Not a thing. But again, it probably is unfair of me to expect that of this movie. It's a wild little film. Essentially, the plot is very simple. Bruce Lee dies. The SBI, don't hear it wrong, S, Special Bureau of Investigations, has him cloned three times over to then take on crime fighting things in Southeastern Asia, from breaking up illegal gold smuggling rings to stopping this evil madman who wants to take over the world through manipulating crops with an army of bronze soldiers. It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing. Just go with it. Again, it's kind of this like a little bit sci-fi, a lot of like spy thriller kind of stuff going on here. So like I kind of get it, what they're going for here a little bit. Now though, that I was able to kind of like sit back and watch knowing what to expect. Like the last time I was very much engaged of like, what is this movie? This time, knowing what to expect, knowing what's coming, I was able to kind of like check out a little bit in the attention and like detail side of things. And instead, I was able to really notice just how funny this movie is. It's, I don't even want to say it's like a, it's so bad, it's good kind of funny, but just like a, someone signed off on that. Somebody wrote that thinking that made sense, and it clearly does not. A great example of this is right off the bat. So the movie opens with Bruce Lee being rushed through a hospital on a stretcher, and every time they pass somebody, the person then says, "That looked like Bruce Lee, the actor." And that's what they keep saying, every single person. "That looks like Bruce Lee, the actor." So that way, you know, we don't get him confused with Bruce Lee, the architect, or Bruce Lee, the children's author. But they run him past all these people into this, like, examination room. And the doctor's, you know, going over everything and eventually pronounces him dead at the scene. Okay, so Bruce Lee is dead. The Special Bureaus of Investigations, the SBI, is contacted. They then call a scientist who has developed this cloning mechanism thing. They get together. They arrive at the hospital together. They enter the examination room. And the agent says to the doctor, "How long has he been dead?" And the doctor says, "No more monkeys jumping." I'm just kidding. And the doctor says, 20 minutes. Hold on. He's dead. We do all these phone calls back and forth. You guys carpool over here together. And it's only been 20 minutes? What, are you all in the same building? Or is the office, the offices have to at least be right next to each other? Like, there's no, nobody stopped for a piss. Like, nobody made a Dunkin' run during any of this. Like, if he would have said a couple days, you know, they take him to like the morgue or something, and Bruce Lee's been dead for a couple days, or even if the doctor would have said like 3 hours, like that's more believable. But 20 minutes, that's far too quick of a turnaround. Again, I shouldn't be nitpicking something like this in this movie, but it just really stood out to me. Another thing I completely missed the last time, and I'm like, it baffles me that I missed this the last time. The 20 minutes, I completely missed that the last time. I was so engrossed in like keeping up with what was going on. The other thing was, so once the clones are like out on the field, Dragon Lee's character, Bruce Lee, one, because why would we waste time naming any of these guys? It's Bruce Lee 1, Bruce Lee 2, Bruce Lee 3. I really wish they would have kept kayfabe and all of them go by whatever their acting name is. So it's not Bruce Lee 1, it's Dragon Lee. I would have loved that. They should have just done that and just lean into the kayfabe that Dragon Lee is literally a clone of Bruce Lee. I'm probably just thinking with my modern big brain, though, rather than a 1970s film, filmmaker brain. Anyway, so Dragon Lee is like, he's in charge of taking care of this like illegal gold smuggling ring. And so he's like snooping around the bad guy's office and he looks in through a window and you are shown a shot of him like looking in through the window. So you get to see his face, but it's not his face. It's clearly a grainy image of Bruce Lee from one of Bruce Lee's movies looking through a window. Like it's, they just like cut it out and put it there in the scene. And it just, it's noticeable now. I completely missed it the last time. I must have gotten up and gotten a drink or glanced down at my phone during that part or something, but it's like glaringly obvious now of like, oh no, that's Bruce Lee. Dragon Lee is the best one of all of the Bruceploitation Lee-alikes. Like he has the look, he has the mannerisms, he's got the fighting style. I talked about that a lot in the last review that like the combat in this movie has nowhere, it's cool, it's nowhere near how Bruce Lee would have fought. It's so traditional, so kung fu movie that it's like, that's not how he did any of his movies. That doesn't make any sense. Looks great, looks cool, they're all great fighters in their own respects, just not if you're Bruce Lee. That's not how Bruce Lee fought. Also, it's, I think it's kind of weird, again, overthinking all of this, I think it's kind of weird to assume that just because you're the clone of somebody that they also have inherited your skill set as well. Like isn't that a learned thing? Again, going back to my Kobe Bryant example, like wouldn't it be weird to assume if we cloned Kobe that he would be an amazing basketball player just like the actual Kobe Bryant? Isn't it also a bit presumptuous to assume that three clones of Bruce Lee would be able to fight well? They do train a little bit. There's a great training sequence that includes Bolo Young, but I think it is a bit presumptuous to think that just because somebody is a clone means that they have the exact same skill set as the person they were cloned after. That's kind of like when people assume that like twins are the exact same person with the same interests and likes and dislikes and skills, and like that's not true. I went to church as an adult with a pair of twins, sisters, was friends with both of them. They were very different people because they are very different people. Like they're not just like photocopies of each other. Anyway, overthinking all of this. And then, you know, this, so there's this, because it's the 70s, there's a very unnecessary extreme amount of nudity in this movie. So there's this scene where they're at a beach somewhere in Southeastern Asia. I forgot what country they're in. It might be Thailand. And there's all these, like, it's a nude beach. So there's all these girls just like dancing around on this beach. But it keeps cutting from the girls dancing on the beach to their radio sitting there playing music. But surrounding the radio is all of these bottles of Coca-Cola and Fanta with the labels sticking out. So like just like a brilliant bit of product placement. I mean, it was just like, here's some girls. Oh, we know you're looking at the screen, so here's a clear label of some of the sponsors of today's film. Hopefully they knew they were sponsoring it. Either that or it was just, you know, not cleverly disguised, one or the other. I wish it would have been, though, like an early 2000s Hardee's, Carl's Jr., or what's the other one? GoDaddy commercial, where like the girls are dancing, but they are holding the bottles perfectly in front of their boobs for censorship, but also for product placement. That would have been brilliant. So funny. Again, if we're really just going to steer into the comedy a little bit here, that needs to happen now. We need to remake this movie just so we can get this shot. And like I said, I did watch a censored version of this movie because I'm better than you. And I didn't know it was going to be censored until I started it on YouTube. I was just looking for a free way to watch it. And half of this scene, this isn't the movie's fault at all. It's whoever uploaded this and censored it. Half of this scene is like the blurred pixelation, but the other half of the scene is the like black box censoring, you know what I mean? And during that part of the scene, the group of girls, and there's like 12 of them, go running on the beach. And so it's just all these black boxes covering all of these girls and their various sections. And so like half of the screen is missing, essentially, in this censored version. Again, it's not the Clones of Bruce Lee's fault entirely. It's whoever chose to censor this and put it on YouTube, which I thank you, because, you know, then I didn't have to rent it off of YouTube for $4 or whatever it was. Again, just click the link. I'm sure it's got to be on Tubi. Let's face it. It's got to be somewhere. But it was just so comedic of like, wow, half the screen is missing now. What do you know? And like I said, there's bronze soldiers that they have to fight. And kudos to them. They actually like outsmart these bronze soldiers. They figure out a way to poison them. Like they figure out, oh, we can't beat these guys up. We'll like break all the bones in our body. Let's poison them instead. Giving no thought whatsoever to like their humanity in the situation. So we're just going to poison these guys now. It's a weird, quirky, tacky film, but you know what? If you haven't picked up on it yet, it is a good one for like that late night hangout. Hey, let's just turn something funny on kind of watch, or, you know, just hanging with the crew and you need something ridiculous to watch. I think this is one of the most perfect fits for you. Would I watch this again? Hopefully not, but we'll see. Maybe because of the luck of the draw, I might have to again at some point. Would I buy a copy of it? Preferably not. I am excited. I can't remember if I said this in the last review or not, but I am excited to someday check out more Bruceploitation films, because although this may be like the most explicitly like we're just cloning Bruce Lee, kind of like, get it? You know, it's a little on the nose. There's other ones that are even like weirder and even somehow tackier in different ways. So I'm looking forward to diving into those at a later date. But it looks like I need to start wrapping up this episode. So thank you all for listening. I hope this re-review gave you a good chuckle. A good chuckle this spooky season. Now you can all go purchase your yellow and black jumpsuits and you know, be your own clone of Bruce Lee when you go trick-or-treating this year. I don't shame. You want to go trick-or-treating? Go trick-or-treating. You're like, I don't care. I'm going to dress up as Ron Stoppable for Halloween this year and take my kid trick-or-treating. Like, I don't care. I like this stuff. I can't get myself to cosplay at a Comic-Con, partially because of like the walking around in the heat. But, you know, like a little trick-or-treating, a little costume playing with, why not? It'll be fun. It's fun. But thank you all for listening to today's episode. And once again, congratulations to the first ever Blessed Takayama Memorial Battle Royale Cup winner, the Clones of Bruce Lee. I guess you deserved it. If you haven't yet already, please rate and review this show wherever you get your podcasts. Pass this episode along to a friend. And check out the other great shows here on the Anazao Ministries Podcast Network, like Systematic Ecology, Why I Don't Like, and my sister show, My Seminary Life, where I talk all things faith and theology. You can also check out my YouTube channel, Studio 219, a place for faith and pop culture. You can follow the show on Instagram at Kung Fu Pizza Party and on Letterboxd, Kung Fu Pizza PRTY, where you get a review of the film before the episode comes out. Thanks again for listening. This has been Brandon, and this has been Kung Fu Pizza Party, where I've delivered high-flying action in 30 minutes or less and served up some wisdom one slice at a time.